Right. Well, hello, everyone. My name is Linda Davis, and I'm going to be facilitating the meditation, which is called Butterflies and Bees. So for folks listening on the recording, the title again is Butterflies and Bees, and I would like to issue the following as a content warning. If you have a negative association with bees, in particular hornets, this meditation might not be for you. You can stop listening to this meditation now if you'd like to do so. The entire meditation will take a little more than 20 minutes. The practices I'm going to be inviting everyone to do come from Resma Menakem's book, My Grandmother's Hands, How to Heal Racialized Trauma in Our Minds and in Our Bodies. After this meditation, I would highly recommend that you do three things that are shown on the slide, and I'll describe them for those listening. I would recommend that you read and work through Resma Menakem's book, My Grandmother's Hands, How to Heal Racialized Trauma in Our Minds and Bodies. I would recommend that you take Resma Menakem's Cultural Somatics free 5-day course. We will put the slide up at the end and we'll also send it as an email. His course, you can find it online. And the third thing I would recommend is that if you can enroll in the Strategies for Trauma Awareness and Resilience trainings, they're the STAR trainings that are pretty essential for coming to the table work. Again, it's the Strategies for Trauma Awareness and Resilience. The courses are being given online now due to COVID, and they are in September and October. And you can find them by going to the Center for Justice and Peacebuilding at Eastern Mennonite University's website. So we'll put this slide back up at the end. So today I will be doing some talking first and then inviting you to do several practices from Resma Menakem's book. Oops. Okay. So for the second slide contains a quote. In 1964, Muhammad Ali said, "Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee." So on the slide, there's a butterfly and a hornet. And so longtime civil rights activist Carl Snowden from Annapolis, Maryland, often points out that, quote, "Although bumblebees and hornets are both insects, they behave very differently when attacked. You can have 1,000 bumblebees and their enemies can attack them one at a time, and the other bumblebees that are not being attacked will do nothing. However, if you attack a hornet's nest, every hornet will defend the nest and the hornets that the nest serves." He said, "I have seen our community behave both as bumblebees and as hornets. I like it when we are hornets. We do amazing things internationally, nationally, and locally," end quote. During today's meditation, it will become apparent why I am referring to butterflies and bees. As I stated before, the practices I will be inviting you to do today come from Resma Menakem's book, My Grandmother's Hands, How to Heal Racialized Trauma in Our Minds and Our Bodies. I chose this book and several practices from it because today, September 13th, 2020, is Grandparents' Day. Menakem brings up several important aspects of trauma. He says, "White body supremacy doesn't live in our thinking brains. It lives and breathes in our bodies. If we are to upend the status quo of white body supremacy, we must begin with our bodies." He also said, "Trauma blocks attempts to heal it. Whenever the body senses the opportunity and the challenge to mend, it responds by fighting, fleeing, or freezing. The practices Menakem offers help us tell when our bodies are open versus constricted, settled versus activated, or experiencing pain or discomfort. Ultimately, the skills learned in the book will help us stay in our bodies rather than fight, flee, or freeze and go numb when we experience discomfort or pain." Menakem says, quote, "To your thinking mind, these activities may seem simple, even primitive. But to your body, your soul nerve, and the lizard brain, they will be powerfully soothing and grounding," end quote. He describes our soul nerve as a unifying organ of our entire nervous system, where we experience our felt senses, whose purpose is to receive flight, fight, flee, freeze, flow messages, and tells most of the muscles in our bodies when to constrict, release, move, relax, and settle. Menicum reminds us that we can access a settledness that is always and already present, like a butterfly. He calls it the infinite source. He says that this settling of nervous systems and this connection to a larger source is vital healing. He goes on to say that, quote, if you're white, you may discover that when you can settle and manage your body, you won't feel a need to manage black ones or a need to ask black ones to manage yours. You'll be better able to manage, challenge, and disrupt white body supremacy. If you're black, you may find that when you can settle and manage your body, you'll be better equipped to not internalize the standards of white body supremacy. You'll also be more able to challenge it through organized and sustained resistance. End quote. I compare this settledness to floating like a butterfly. Today, I would like to invite you to do several body and breath practices. In the first practice, I will be inviting you to do a grounding exercise. And in the second one, I will be asking you to invite the presence of an ancestor who lived at least three generations before you and died before you were born. After this, I will be inviting you to do a practice which will help us train our soul nerve. I will end by inviting you to do the same grounding exercise you did in the beginning. All of these practices will train you to notice your body, help it settle, and work with your soul nerve. Menicum says, quote, if any of these activities triggers extreme panic or a fight, flight, or freeze response in your body, stop doing them. So I'll begin with the first exercise, which is the grounding exercise. So I would like to invite everyone. You can do this standing, sitting, lying down, and with your eyes either open or closed. So if everyone could take a few deep breaths and let your body relax as much as it wants to. Now I would like to invite you to think of a person, an animal, or a place that makes you feel safe and secure. Then imagine that right now, this person or animal is beside you, or that you are in that safe place. Breathing naturally, simply let yourself experience that safety and security for 1 or 2 minutes. And now I would like you to notice how and what you experience in your body. And remember that you can always return to this space or with this person or with this animal that makes you feel safe. This is a grounding exercise. You can use any time, including today. So if you could come back to this room, wherever you are, and look around you, including directly behind you, and locate yourself in the here and now. We're going to move to the second meditation, which is calling in an ancestor. And then we'll have the third and fourth, and the fourth one will be the same grounding exercise. If at any time you feel you need to use that grounding exercise, please go back to that. So now, take a few deep, slow breaths. You can either leave your eyes open or closed. You are about to invite the presence of an ancestor. You don't know who this will be. You also don't know how they will appear as an image, a memory, a sensation in your body, an emotion, or a flow of energy. All you know is that this person lived at least three generations before you and died before you were born. They might be a great grandparent or an ancestor from the distant past. You do not get to choose who this person will be. They will be chosen. They will choose you. Just sit quietly, following your breathing, and invite this unknown person into your presence. Don't plan to converse or interact with this ancestor. Don't try to identify or figure out anything about them. Simply observe this person's presence and notice how your body responds. If your ancestor doesn't appear quickly, that's fine. Just continue sitting and breathing. Give the person a few minutes to make an appearance. If this person appears as an image, just notice what they look like. Is this person female or male? How old is this person? What is this person wearing? What expression is on this person's face? Does your ancestor seem safe and settled? Happy, fearful, distressed? If your ancestor is moving, what are they doing? Is the person alone or with a companion? Just notice what you feel in your body when your ancestor appears. Does your body feel comforted, welcomed, loved, relaxed, wary, afraid, constricted? Does it want to move toward or away from your ancestor? Does your body want to touch or hold the person or push them away? Spend a few minutes visiting with your ancestor and noticing how your body experiences this person. When you are ready, thank your ancestor for visiting you. And if at any time your ancestor's presence feels threatening, gently but firmly send them away. Then take a few slow, deep breaths to return yourself to the here and now. Orient yourself to the room by slowly looking around you, especially behind you. And the next exercise, this is the third, will be a buzzing exercise. So I want you to get comfortable and take a few deep, slow breaths and focus your attention behind your navel. I'm inviting you to relax your shoulders and rest your tongue gently behind the top row of your teeth. Relax your jaw and let your mouth hang open. Breathe out slowly and firmly. As you exhale, make a buzzing sound like a bee. Extend the buzz and the exhalation as long as you can without strain or discomfort. I'd like you to experiment with different tones, volumes, and vibrations until you find some that feel most comfortable. And to repeat this for 1 or 2 minutes. So I'll do a little bit of buzzing and then I would like you to buzz like a bee. For 1 or 2 minutes. Remember to experiment with different buzzing sounds that you can make. Keep buzzing. Do a couple more buzzes. And after you finish your buzzing, I'd like you to notice what you've experienced in your body. Take a few more deep breaths. And then we're going to finish with the grounding exercise we started with. And that'll be taking a few more deep breaths and letting your body relax as much as it wants to. Again, think of a person, an animal, or a place that makes you feel safe and secure. Then imagine that right now this person or animal is beside you and that you are in that safe place. Breathing naturally, simply let yourself experience that safety and security for 1 more minute. As we conclude this meditation series, I want you to notice how and what you experience in your body. Slowly look around, including directly behind you, and locate yourself back in the here and now. To conclude, I am hoping these practices will remind you of the inner wisdom that you have to float like a butterfly, in other words, to settle your body when you need to, and to sting like a bee, in other words, activate your body when you need to. In his free 5-day Cultural Somatics online course, Menakem says that, quote, listening is one of the other things that helps us, but not just listening to ourselves, also listening to others in a communal sense, and sometimes that listening is uncomfortable. And so what we're really trying to create here is the idea that certain bodies listening to other bodies has not always been comfortable. And it's something that we have to do and we have to go through with. When a body is traumatized, a body can get stuck in certain places. So you could get stuck in the activation, or you can get stuck in settling or in kind of a removal of the self. And so what we have to begin is to help to create community that can allow people to return to resource and flow. The idea of activating when you need and settling when you don't, end quote. I believe coming to the table and these meditations promote this type of listening. Now it is time to rejoin back together and listen to one another as we share in how each one of us has experienced this meditation. Thank you.